Burned alive at the stake. You see his skin bubble up.
So it's very, very different than a hockey game.
Of aborted bastards.
That's right.
Grandier.
That's right. Oh, you want to let him talk? I'm leaving early.
On delay?
Here's all I know. I'm leaving early.
On delay. Oh, yes. And what's the meeting about tonight? You're having a meeting with CBS television executives.
We're putting together a production.
Oh, you're interviewing somebody.
Did I say that?
Yeah, I believe you did.
Well, that's actually true. That's accurate.
Are you interviewing for the female lead?
Not today.
How about Aubrey Plaza?
Oh, that's funny you mention her.
Why? Is she in contention?
Well, she has a movie career. I don't think she'd want to commit to a...
Right, right. You need somebody without a movie career.
Well, when you take a job on broadcast TV, it's a 5 or 6, sometimes a 7-year commitment.
Oh, yeah. So you need a loser. Okay.
Well, no, we're not looking for a loser.
No?
But someone with a healthy film career.
An unemployed winner.
Yes, an unemployed winner.
Okay.
Do you have a list of...
Anna de Armas?
Well, she has a healthy movie career, too.
Okay.
See that? She
right.
wouldn't be
sorry about that.
In contention.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
We're looking for a loser, someone desperate, somebody with a lot of time on their hands. Do you have a list of current FMU DJs, Ken?
I do.
I'd love to see that list. I'd love to maybe consult that list.
Really? Would you want to hire one of our female DJs?
Only if they have no commitments for the next 5 or 6 years.
Why, your TV show is going to be in production for the next 5 or 6 years? Wow. You're
optimistic?
Optimistic.
Well, you're right. I am optimistic.
That would be what, like 4 or 5 seasons?
I guess that would be 5 seasons. And you're right. There's no, you can't count on that for sure.
Oh, my God. Andy Breckman's Einstein was the greatest series on TV until season 13. Oh, man, did it go downhill.
It's something no one will ever say. You're tuning into Things No One Will Ever Say on WFMU. Hey, that wouldn't be a bad show.
Call us
up and say something no one on earth would ever say.
Well, your voice is disguised, so we wouldn't know what the hell you were saying anyway. Man, I'm so sorry about the
Don't worry about it, buddy.
Reverb unit.
No one cares.
Jeez.
Don't worry about it, my son.
Poor Reginald T. Jackson.
Let's do a moment of silence for him.
Cardiac arrest.
He seemed like a good guy.
He was a good guy. He was a great guy. New news on the Matthew Perry death.
Oh, no. Well, that was a couple of years ago. But what happened?
Oh, they just arrested his doctor. You want to know what his doctor's name was?
Yes.
The doctor who gave him the drugs that killed him? Dr. Placencia.
Really?
Yeah.
That's almost... too easy.
I know.
To make fun of him. And he got 2.5 years?
Yep, 2.5 years in the can.
Oh, God.
Or maybe it was for changing his name from Doc Placenta.
Oh,
Dr.
God.
Dr. Placencia.
I guess when you have a celebrity for a client, it's very tempting to just write whatever prescription you're asked to write.
Why? Why would that be tempting?
Well, you don't want to say no to a famous person.
Huh. Even if it's bad for them, you just keep writing the script.
No, I mean, isn't the cemetery filled with famous people whose doctors misdiagnose them or the doctors who wouldn't draw a firm line in the sand?
I suppose so.
Isn't that the Michael Jackson story?
Dr. Feelgoods, yeah. You just go doctor shopping. You just keep changing. Changing doctors until you find one who will write you the script you need.
Until you find Dr. Placentia.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air. Your voice is disguised, so you need to speak very, very slowly.
I'm overwhelmed by the combination of placebo and placentia.
Something about placebos.
And placentia.
This is so sad.
Oh, something no one would ever say. I have absolute faith in our president, Donald Trump.
There you go.
I have
he's
faith.
He's a great leader.
There you go. That's sarcasm,
well
baby.
First and able to handle international affairs. Has all my confidence.
See, there you
optimistic.
Go. That's sarcasm, baby. I love it. Hey, listen, I'm going to say goodbye. I'm going to see...
No! No!
I'm leaving.
No, you can't leave.
I'm leaving now. I'm going to see some of you...
You don't leave.
I'm going to see some of you Friday evening here at the station.
At bingo.
At bingo night.
Seriously, before you leave, tell us who it is that you're meeting with and what you're discussing.
I'm not going to say who it is, but when you're putting a production like this together, yeah, there's a lot of jobs to fill, a lot of openings.
A big TV show.
It's a big TV show. It's a big operation. It's kind of a...
It's a network TV show.
It's you're building a machine, really.
Yeah.
And just like here at the station, you want to hire the best and the brightest, right?
What?
Exactly.
Best and the brightest.
You get my humor. You get me. That's why I love you. Okay. I love you, buddy. And I'll see you Friday.
What's the job you're interviewing for?
Exactly.
Tonight.
It doesn't matter.
No, we want to know.
I think it's best boy? Yeah, best. I think it's a director, to be honest.
Oh, a director?
Yeah.
You're interviewing for the director?
Well, one of the directors. Listen.
How many directors do you need?
It's a great question. You ask a lot of questions, young man. And I love you for that. I'll see you Friday.
Okay, see you Friday for bingo. Brother.
Yeah.
Bingo with 7-second delays. Ken and Andy. Oh, that's Andy right now. He's leaving, and I'm Ken. And it's at Monty Hall, 43 Montgomery Street, this Friday night, December 5th, 7:30 p.m. Grill 'em tough, Andy. Don't take no for an answer. See you later. Thank you. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU. I love you more.
Oh, thank you.
I love you 2 to 3 times as much as you love me.
Perfect.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Hope to see a lot of you at bingo Friday night. Doors at 7:30. Bingo at 8. Stay tuned now for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Welcoming me back for our second show of the evening here at the very beautiful Cottontail Lounge. Don't forget, if you have any requests or anything, we're here to entertain you. Let us know. We'll be more than happy to do them for you.
We're featuring the very lovely and talented Miss Lori Lee, our vocalist, Ike Reeves at the Hammond organ, Bobby Christopher the drums and vocals. My name is Ben Champion, and we hope you have some fun. So stick around. We'll try to play some of your favorite tunes, all right? Hey!
Painted pony, let let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the color. Painted pony on the spinning wheel
folks, it's time for us to say goodnight. But before we go, we'd like to thank you for being here and hope you'll come back again real soon. We're here. Consistently. I'd like to say on behalf of the very talented Miss Lori Lee, our vocalist. Ike Reeves at the Hammond organ. Bobby Christopher at the drums and the vocals. My name is Ben Champion. We're here at the Cottontail every night, so come back to see us again real soon. It's been our pleasure to have you. I'd like to say good night and thank you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to 21 Lounge on WFMU. The party station. Oh, no, that's not what we are. Anyway, yeah, we just heard the Ben Champion Trio. And they put out a couple albums. This is the only one they put out on Art Records out of Fort Lauderdale. This was them playing live at the Cottontail Lounge in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Ben Champion played saxophone, flute, Ike Reeves on organ, Bob Christopher on drums. They also have another vocalist, Lori Lee, although unfortunately I didn't play one of Lori's songs. She only sings one song on the record and it's about 6 minutes long, so I didn't think I could fit that one in. Sorry, Lori. They started off with their opening theme and then went into Coming Home, and instrumental version of that one, followed by Spinning Wheel, and then their little closing theme. Ben was like actually a session man who shows up on other records. I didn't realize this until I looked him up for this one and realized, oh, I have other records that he plays on. So I'll have to explore that a little bit more. But yeah, I think he was a well-regarded musician in the scene, made it onto other records. And we started the set, as usual, with Don Hayes from his Art Records release, A Fun Evening with Don Hayes at his special Baldwin organ and piano. And he was doing the Mr. Lucky theme. And that one was recorded live also at the 21 Lounge of the Mark 2100 Hotel, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. All right, so for the next band up for you, the next set, is a band I've played one of their other records before, which I really, really liked, and I came across, well, I found their other two records. They have three albums, and I'm going to play you a little bit from each of these other two. And they're called Jim and Shirley Taylor. And they're from Seattle. It's just the two of them. Shirley actually kind of plays all the instruments, and Jim just sings. It says here on some of the liner notes, after 1 year of entertaining, Jim and Shirley Taylor have proven that hard work and ample talent can lead to a successful musical career. Jim specializes as a vocalist and also plays a few rhythm instruments. Shirley, besides singing, also plays piano and guitar. They were both born and raised in Seattle, met at the University of Washington, and after a few months of professional entertaining together, decided to complete their partnership by becoming married in 1967. After a honeymoon in Hawaii, they have continued making music together. So yeah, I want to play you a little set of their stuff. It's they range a bit from these kind of soft things that are very delicate to this. Then Jim belts them out occasionally while Shirley's on piano. And then they do these sort of routines as well that are from their act. So I think this gives you a good taste of like what it would be to sit in for a set with Jim and Shirley Taylor. And be back in a little bit. Here's, let's see, what are we going to start with? Jim and Shirley doing Gentle on My Mind from their album The Second Time Around.
Knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk, it makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag up and stash behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. It keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. That keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on the columns now that binds me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together like it. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track in the fog. That you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still run in silence. Tears of joy may stain my face and summer sun might burn me till I'm blind, but not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. It's just knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds, and the ink stains till it dried upon some line that keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on my mind, gentle on my mind.
Stomped around the mud a bit first. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. You keep losing when you ought to not bet.
You don't talk so good, boo-boo.
You keep saying when you ought to be changing. Right is right, but Jimmy ain't been right yet.
That's my line about you.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. By the time I get to Phoenix, I'll need a new soul, a new hill. We'll be all worn out.
I saw the light on the night that I passed by her window. I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind. She was my woman. As she deceived me, watched and went out of my mind. My, 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 Delilah. Why, Delilah. I could see that girl was no good for me, but I was lost like a slave that no man can free. At break of day when that man drove away, I was waiting. I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. She stood there laughing. I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed no more. My, my, my Delilah.
the door. Forgive me, Delilah, I just couldn't take any more.
I love you. to fight the unbeatable foe. Scars still strove for this last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable stars. This is my quest to follow that star.
Hi everybody, welcome back to the 21 Lounge. Just heard a big set from Jim and Shirley Taylor out of Seattle, Washington. They put out three albums and we heard tracks off of two of those albums there. We had started off with Gentle on My Mind, which is from their Second Time Around album on KB Records. KB was a label out of Seattle. And that was followed by These Boots Are Made for Walkin' from the same album, 1969. I just love the way she plays guitar on that. Clicks along to the walking part. So cool. And then Jim belted out one with Delilah while Shirley was playing the piano on that one. And after that, we switched over to a different album. Their first album, I think, called Seattle Zone. This one's not dated, but it's got an amazing sort of airbrushed portrait of the two of them on the front. And definitely looks earlier than the other ones. And they do Something Stupid on that one, joking around, as I'm sure they did in their live show. followed by Shirley singing Sunny and playing guitar, and finished it up with Jem belting out The Impossible Dream. And I just like playing you like all of those songs instead of just two or three of them, because you wouldn't see the whole range of like what they could do, the two of them. On one of their albums here, it says sit and listen to this record and you'll find that Jem and Shirley Taylor are two exceptional performers. They have excellent voices, showmanship, and timing. You can't ask for more. And it also says there's not a loser on either side of this album. I would tend to agree with that. It's a record where there's, yeah, I'll be back for the even more stuff from this one. Okay, so now we're going to change locations quite a bit. I'm taking it to Bermuda with a band called The Happening BDA. And they were like a show band, sort of a cabaret show band that performed the local hotel circuit in Bermuda through the 70s. I found one posting about them where it said that on Monday, they're at the Elbow Beach Hotel. On Tuesday, the Southampton Princess Hotel. Wednesday, the Hamilton Princess Hotel. Sonesta Beach Hotel on Thursday, the Castle Harbor Hotel on Friday, and the Grotto Bay Hotel on Saturday. So I guess they took Sundays off. And they're a mix of guys, a couple of guys from the island with other guys that had moved there. Jimmy O'Connor, who's the leader of the band, was from Ireland. And the guitar player, Spencer, is from Canada. Robert, the bass player, I think was from Bermuda. But yeah, I just want to play you a couple of their songs. Kind of a different vibe. They're definitely, you know, got trombones and trumpets and work in the horn section a little bit. So quite a few more instruments than Jem and Shirley. So we're going to start off with The Happening BDA from their self-titled album with their little intro, which is a very short version, instrumental version of Shaft. So here's The Happening BDA on WFMU.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Bermuda's top entertainment group, The Happening BDA. We'll be right back.
I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight, so happy together. If I should call you up in just a dime and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world would be so very fine, so happy together. Happy together. So happy together.
I'm free, nothing worrying.
We hope you've had fun and enjoyed the show and would like to introduce the group to you now. Bobby on bass, Michael on drums, Glenn on guitar, Peter, sax and flute, Jimmy, vocalist and trumpet, Gene, organ and trumpet. And don't forget, you heads, Freddy's dead.
Welcome back to 21 Lounge on WFMU. You just heard the happening BDA from Bermuda. I guess that BDA is, that's the name of their airport there. I guess that's why they use that. I don't know. We heard them, they started the set with the Shaft intro, and then that went into Happy Together, which featured a little Pink Panther riff at the beginning of it. And then they went into Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head and finished it up with Freddy's Dead. And that was on Edmar Records out of Bermuda. I didn't find a whole lot about them online. I did find a guy who had played bass with them after this record was made. Did a posting where he said he performed with the group from 76 to 78 and then went on to perform in the U.S. and achieved much success playing the top 40 cover bands touring the U.S. East Coast and also in theater productions and playing bass in the Broadway production of Godspell and Guys and Dolls that toured Westchester County in 1995. This guy is Robert. His name is Robert Simons, and he was one of the bass players later after the album. He says, I took up, while living in the U.S. Virgin Islands, I took up the steel pan, where I now perform in Bermuda and internationally as a steel pan soloist on board cruise ships and festivals. I am the only Bermudan steel pan solo entertainer performing in the cruise ship industry. My thanks to Jimmy O'Connor and the Happening BDA for giving me the opportunity to grow and develop as a musician and as an entertainer. So lots of good came out of the Happening BDA. All right, so for our last segment tonight, I've got an organ player for you. A guy named Koichi Oki. And he was a Yamaha employee, basically, who would they would use him to showcase the records, and he won a couple of competitions, and they hired him, and then he made like over 20 albums, a lot of them on major labels, but the one I'm going to play was one that was a outlier to all of that for this little a weird little Australian label called W&G. Which was a subsidiary of a Melbourne precision engineering company. But they got into showbiz, put out a few records, including this one, which is just called Incredible Organ ... And so, yeah, I've got time to play a couple of his tunes from this record, and then I'll come back and wrap it up. And we're going to start with... And this came out in 1970, but we're going to start with, from the Incredible Organ album, his version of Going Out of My Head. Here's Koichi Oki.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. You've been listening to the sounds of Koichi Oki from his album Incredible Organ. He was just doing The Girl from Ipanema there. I'm going to close it out with him doing a little bit of Aquarius. And yeah, he's playing it's called a Yamaha EX42. It was one of the Electone models, which he was famous for playing. So I just want to let everybody know that tonight from 8 to 9, filling in for Becky, will be Ben Gertner of the Gert Alert. He's going to be with you for the next hour. And then after that, from 9 to midnight, Sydney's going to have a radio dog show, like a real dog show, with categories and everything. And you can vote, and then there'll be a best in show. So don't miss that. Midnight to 3, Secret Canine Agents. And 3 to 6, Buried in the Backseat. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And thanks everybody on the comments board. Really great chatting with you, and we'll see you next week. Stay tuned for the GERT Alert.
Sometimes you are near. Sometimes you're far away. Sometimes my love can hear what your love has to say.
I'd give to you a rose. Sometimes the briar grows. We reap the what we may sow. But the garden's full of hours. I hide among the flowers that I try to know. I never knew at all, and I begin again.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to WFMU. My name is Ben Gertner, filling in for Becky on Honky Tonk Radio Girl. It is an honor, a privilege, a pleasure to be here. Usually I'm used to doing some late night fill-ins, and it's nice to be here with, you know, with you guys. Only at 8 p.m. I'm here till 9. I'm going to get my twang on, try my best